Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like The Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm your co-host, Sarah Levine, here, as literally always, except for two times maybe, with my other two amazing co-hosts.
Danny Murphy, hey guys, how we doing?
Hi, Casey Balsham, hi.
Yay, I was going to ask how you guys are doing, but we already know the answer. You can't ask
not
that anymore.
Well, bitch.
This year. Not well, bitch.
That is what Dorinda Medley meant when she said, I'm not always right, but I'm never wrong. She is never wrong. I'm not well, bitch.
Literally. I'm amazed at how well that quote has aged.
Truly. Most things haven't aged. Well, that quote has.
That's the only thing. It aged like a fine wine, and everything else is out.
The quotes age, the housewives, however, don't, because
very true.
How were they getting Botox during this time?
None of them are quarantining well. Ramona's been at the beach for 2 months.
I saw this hilarious tweet from Bette Midler that was like, if you
she's so fire random, on Twitter.
But she's so fucking funny. I saw this and I was good. I was like, Bette, what the fuck? But like in a good way. But she was saying like, if you don't want to wear a mask, just think about it how like you haven't been able to get all your Botox. And so just wear the mask so it'll cover up how weird your face is, like, you know, transforming. And I was like, this is, but she said it like in a way more funny way. And I was like, I was kind of like, Mom, you can't just say that shit. But it was so fucking funny.
No, she has no filter on Twitter and in life, I'm assuming.
No, she's great. She's a tiny little woman. I saw her outside of Hello Dolly one time. She touches everybody's hands just lightly. It was very sweet.
No more of that. That's
true.
We need more. We need more Bette lightly touching people. Like not, it wasn't a shake. It was just like a light tap.
She'd pat your hand.
She just had gloves on and she just tapped everybody's little hands walking around the circle.
That could be good. Yeah,
that might be able to last.
The method.
I can just imagine getting caught when comedy's back and just instead of shaking hands with the host, just like a little light pat on the top of the hand.
Or everyone like bumps so elbows, I feel like.
I feel like that's what's going to happen, but can I just say I hate it. Just, it makes us all look like we're like in a skateboarding movie. We're all like, okay, nice to see you again. Like, you know, just there's something about the elbow tap that just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, I feel like we'll just do big waves. We're just going to go back to full-on wave crew, which I'm okay with.
It's just going to be, you know what, I think this is actually going to be a good time for people that, because, you know, like, I'm a hugger, and, like, you know, when I lived in Hawaii, it was like, we full-blown would, like, kiss everybody on the cheek, even if you just met them. But I know that that's that's not everybody's jam, and that's not everybody's comfort level, but I feel like, when you get to, like, groups of circles of friends sometimes, and you never know how to greet, and everybody just kind of does stand around, like, hi, like, awkwardly, because nobody knows whether to hug or shake or, like, anything. I feel like now, you know, nobody's doing that. It just takes the awkwardness out of everything for anybody that was worried about it. You can just stand there now.
That's so true. For people who don't know what to do with your hands, they were doing the right thing by just having them in their pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's my time to shine.
I know, because I always go back and forth, because I am a hugger, but I always go back and forth with who to hug. So, like, there's sometimes where there's people that I hug, and the next time I shake their hand, and I'm like, the mental gymnastics that you have to do to be like, am I hugging this person or what, you know?
And there's almost after every time I hug someone, I'm like, why did I hug them? I don't think that should. So I'm like, that just all throughout. And then I think about that for the rest of the day.
I've hugged some weird people. Like, I've definitely hugged like other people's family members that I've met. And they're like, I don't even hug my uncle. And I'm like, I didn't know.
Yeah, I've hugged someone whose like, last day at work it was, who I did not know. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you. And I was like, who are, like, do I get an HR violation on their last day?
I know. It's like, do I hug my doctor or is that a no-no? Like, I just never know. You know, there's people in my life that I'm like, thank you so much for helping me. But yeah, inappropriate to hug. So now it's perfectly fine to just greet each other by just standing awkwardly. Like you're
a little wink.
Like you're the, I know, like you're the new girlfriend waiting to meet the friends. That's us all coming out of quarantine.
True. And the joke is we won't come out of quarantine because shit's going back down.
I mean, I know. It's crazy. Understatement of the century.
It's real.
Are you should get on MSNBC crazy. With that.
Thank you. Yeah. I know. With my very hot take. I'm just thinking about how like some governors such as ours are threatening to go into lockdown again. And I'm like, people are just not going to listen. Dude, no. They hardly listened the first time.
Like no one listened. Yeah.
Right. Well, I will say like I had to go out a few times, you know, during the beginning and it was a little bit, it was a ghost town. Like there was, it was weird. There was nobody out. And then today, you know, this morning I had to go out and it looked like, and there's traffic. It looked like a weird version of New York, but it looked like New York. People were out. Mm-hmm. I think business offices are opening. Cause like where I have to go to the doctors, there's like clearly like a ton of offices. And so there was like the first time ever that I've had to share an elevator with somebody in like 3 months. Like, so things are happening, but like, it's bizarre. It looks like New York, but just half covered up, you know?
Okay. A soft opening. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it literally, yeah, that is what we're doing.
But I did when I first was going out, there was really nobody. It was bizarre. It did feel like a weird, you were just like, is this town? Like it felt like Last Man on Earth. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Where they're just like roaming around grocery stores, just like eating chips because there's nobody around.
Looking for Oreos.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much my life.
anything that would stay good if things were no longer able to be refrigerated, like Oreos and Cheetos.
Legitimately.
That's the dream.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, let's get into today's topic. It's kind of a little mashup episode once again. My inspiration / jumping off point was like current internet scams. But so we have two topics. One is a probable scam. One is not a scam. It's just like something you should be aware of right now. I guess that's the theme. It's like something you should be aware of right now if you're trying to help.
Well, because I was sure. Also, I did not know about either of these things existing, but I've seen them. You know what I mean? I didn't know like the back end of it. Yeah.
Yes, you've seen it. So the first thing we're going to talk about is an Instagram account called Plant a Tree Co. that was kind of going around. And it started going around like maybe a week or so ago, like a week and a half. And they had this kind of viral post. It was very Sunny Co. clothing-esque, where they posted like a picture of like, I think like black and white hands, as they do,
as
and they said, and they basically claimed that for every time someone would like repost it, they would make a donation. So I'll get to that in like a second, but that's just like the context. So a little bit more about this Plant a Tree Co. They have a website. Their website says they've planted 6,500 trees to date. It's unclear where they're planting these trees, and there's no proof, basically. They have these claims that they're not like linked out on their website anywhere. It's literally just like picture, text, one sentence, and it's like, okay, I believe you.
It's like a Getty image of a tree.
Yeah, literally.
Like, literally, the picture is just like, come on, you know what a tree looks like.
Yeah,
they don't like, even give us. You one. They're like, you know trees. We planted them.
Yeah, you know those guys. So they sell merch, which really, like, as far as I could tell, is just this one type of bracelet. And they claim to plant one tree for every product purchased
quote, through our planting partners. Again, like, no info on who these alleged partners are or what the deal is, how these trees are going to plant it. Their goal, according to their website, is to plant 1 million trees by 2021. Lofty goal.
Lofty.
In addition, their website is pretty bare bones. They have like a blog section, but they literally only have 2 blog posts. Okay. And their last post is from September 2019, and it's about Hurricane Dorian. So it's not even about these alleged trees.
They're just, you know, they're an all-purpose account, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what their name was during the hurricane. Like, now it's Plant a Tree, but I wonder if they just keep like changing the name.
Probably.
You know what I mean? To like fit whatever the tragedy is.
Yeah, for like during the bushfires, it was probably like throw a gallon of water co or something.
yeah.
Like truly crazy. So then I went and I checked out these products that allegedly promote tree planting. And it's basically just a $20 bracelet that is some cord and like some clear glass beads. Nothing to write home about. It's kind of like, remember, were like power beads like a trend when you guys were in high school? Those like clear beads that like each color represented something else?
100%, yes.
Okay, so this reminds me a lot of that. It's a very like nothing bracelet.
They're not cute. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, no. When I was in high school, raspberry vodka was really popular.
Yeah, so same concept.
Yeah.
That was your aura, yeah.
That was my bracelet.
Honestly, I feel like that is very you.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. So the product description says, wearing the Patco bracelet instantly identifies you as a member of the tree planting movement.
It's not like you would ever see somebody else and be like, you too?
Literally.
Trees, dude. Me too. Trees.
I know. What a lukewarm take to be like, yeah. Trees.
Plus, like, how often are you like staring at people's wrists to be like, let me find my people?
I feel like there's a very like overarching Venn diagram of people who are into and believe Plant a Tree Co. and look at wrists. I think they go hand in hand with that.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. On top of that, it also says about the bracelet, it acts as a reminder to curb your consumption of harmful materials and symbolizes your commitment to a sustainable lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then it says again, every bracelet purchased funds the planting of one tree. But yeah, I mean, how much does it cost to plant a tree? It's got to cost more than $20.
I feel like, yeah.
I
mean,
should I Google it?
That's the thing, is that they're trying to assume that none of us know. What if it's like, yeah, what if it's not even 20?
And also,
here's the thing, they're not planting trees.
No. You know? No, I also feel like I personally, I know minimal gardening. I don't think I know the level to plant a tree, and I don't feel like the people who make bracelets know how to plant a tree. I don't think those skills go hand in hand. So I don't know where any of the funds are happening with this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't exactly think environmental advocates are sitting here like braiding this cord for these bracelets either.
No.
I feel like nothing that costs $20 is made on like, or like, you know, the most up and up labor for this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about it. I'm not convinced. Okay, so then they've kind of like existed for a while. They kind of did this like viral campaign related to the Australian bushfires. And earlier, like maybe a week ago, they kind of got back into like the Instagram feed for, like I mentioned, this picture related to Black Lives Matter. They put up this photo claiming that for every repost, they would donate 10 cents to Black Lives Matter.
10 cents?
Yeah, 10 cents. Then they later updated their caption that you had to be following their account in order for it to like count. And they also said in this caption, for every 100 people who repost, we will donate $1. So their math is off.
No, what?
And they've done this before. So, and I'm basically going off of like screenshots and Reddit archives also have screenshots. So they've done this kind of thing before. In May 27th of last year, so literally like just the same exact time, they had another viral campaign where they claimed, so basically they posted a picture of a tree, our good old Getty Images tree pic. And they said that for every person who follows their account and reposts, they would plant 100 trees, which is a lot of trees.
Where's this forest?
Where are they finding this land? Don't they understand that because, like, we've paved, like, do they not listen to Joni Mitchell? We paved
paradise.
There's no place to put these 100 trees now.
Yeah. So then they later updated their caption to say, due to the astonishing amount of traffic this post is still receiving, plant a tree will now be planting one tree for everyone who follows and reposts.
So, like, I wonder, is this a thing that, like, once you donate, they send you a picture of your tree? You know, like, when you
I mean, I would buy
child,
this bracelet.
Is that a thing?
I would buy this bracelet to find out, but, like, I don't want that shit. It's ugly.
No, I don't want that. I'd rather, can I just send them the money to plant a tree?
Or if send it to, like, a legit organization.
In the world, I'll just Venmo them. Like, I don't need this middle.
I know. I just want to see I want to see the trees.
Right. So there were, like, there are no receipts. And as of June 10th, they had 500,000 followers on Instagram. But as of June 15th, there is no more account. It got taken down. It was reported. Ooh. And Instagram removed it.
Wait, someone made another account then of them? Because I just Googled it.
Are you serious?
Or it's
I checked yesterday.
Plant a Tree Co. Instagram, and it has 769,000 followers.
Holy shit. Okay, because when I was doing this outline, the account was Plant a Tree Co., all one word. It's back, because I literally looked 2 days ago when I made the outline, and it was gone.
And you know
what's happening? Oh my God, but now it's back up.
I know people who follow it. So you guys should all go to this account, see if you have any mutual people that you follow that follow it, and then judge them a little bit.
What's extra weird is that if you go to the link in their bio, they have like all these necklaces. But when I went to just plantatreeco.com, like I couldn't navigate it to find any of these necklaces. I could only find these bracelets.
That is weird.
And now they've taken down like any reference to this like donating thing.
Yeah. If you search plant a tree on Instagram right now, the third one that comes up is Plant a Tree Co. needs to go. And it says Plant a Tree Co. is a liar.
Okay, wow. Sarah,
but if you go to their tagged photos, you can still see people reposting what their image was.
I'm not going to lie. These necklaces are kind of cute. I'm just going to say that.
Uh-oh. Well, then you can signal that you love the environment or whatever.
Yeah.
These are definitely better than the bracelets. I'll say that much.
Oh, God.
And they're $10, but I'm not advocating that anybody buy these.
This Plant a Tree Co. is a liar. One Plant a Tree Co. needs to go. It's got it's got like a real basic like thing. There's only a few squares, but they've got a lot of inside info on that too.
This is interesting.
I want to know who's the mastermind, quote unquote, behind it.
Yeah, it's interesting because there are a lot of accounts dedicated to this account being a scam. Wow. Interesting. Yeah. There's one like exposing .plantatreeco, which have been around for a while. So I guess that is to say that this seems sketchy.
Understatement.
It's definitely sketchy, yeah, for them totally. Because you said they had more. They've got four posts. Not a single one of them is a fucking tree.
You're right.
Like, what is your you're called Plant a Tree. Post a picture of a dang tree.
Show me, like, the granola munching person planting the tree physically. Like, that's what I need to see.
We need the trees. Yeah. Where are the trees?
I speak for the trees. We're the Lorax right now. We speak for these goddamn trees.
So basically, I think the lesson there is if you do want to support Black Lives Matter or other organizations, I think you're better off just donating to the actual organization or sharing a post from that organization and not sharing something in the hopes that some other random people might donate money to them.
That a tree plants you. That is actually a good overarching theme of this episode. Like, know where you're sending stuff to, and what are
just
you sending?
Just do some research. I mean, I think you guys, I don't know if you guys follow, but I think, Danny, I think me and you were talking about it before, about my friend Yasser Lester, who is on Instagram, Twitter, and who...
Is he the guy who did the fedora thing?
Yes. So he did. So my friend, obviously, like, he posted this thing just saying, like, you know, white people, if you really want to help Black Lives Matter, wear a fedora tomorrow for fedoras for freedom. And so many people, like, regardless of whether they thought it was, like, so many people did it. And then he did another one where he actually made a thing. Like, he made it look like an official thing where it was, like, shave your eyebrows off. He was like, shave your eyebrows off, because then when your eyebrows can't raise, you can't have, like, judgment. And people were fucking shaving their eyebrows. And he was, like, he did it as a joke, but he made it look official. So
that's
he was
so
kind
amazing.
Of, his whole thing was, like, it was, like, you know, it's also to just kind of, you know, have some, I mean, like, he's being funny, but he's also, like, making a comment, because he did write a post being, like, y'all got to look into where you're sending your money to, or, like, look into what these movements are before you just start doing it. Because, well, it's so funny. Yeah. We have one of our fans, literally, I think it's Amanda. She's so sweet. She's so cute. She actually Amazon primed a fedora just to send me a picture. And I was like, either you are so far into this joke with me that I love you for it, or, like, I just, so I sent it to my friend, and I I love it. But yeah, but he was like, I was doing these things. I made it look official. People were doing, people shaved off their freaking eyebrows.
That is excellent.
It's excellent.
Also, it's totally, I think, too, excellent. I feel like a good lesson from that, too, that I'm sure people be like, oh, what is the purpose of what I'm doing? Like, is it just for the eyebrowless selfie?
Yeah.
What else could I be doing? Type of
or
thing.
Like, or am you're I taking this picture to show that I can, like, it's just, it just, yeah, the theme I think of this episode is definitely, is it, do your research. Like, just because you see stuff happening, because there's some people that are really trying to, yeah, trying to profit off of this movement. And it's just, it's bonkers.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and going with that, the next one, she's like, she's ordering that bracelet. She's like, I got four trees planted in New York. No, but going with that, it's so interesting because, of course, Black Lives Matter is a movement and an organization that has been around for almost a decade, like, as an actual organization.
I think only the hashtag only started in, like, 2013 or 14.
It started after Garner, right?
Yeah, I thought I read that it was, I think it was formed in Canada maybe in 2011.
Oh, interesting.
And then it got picked up more speed. Do not quote me on that, but I want to say between 2011 and 2013. So around that time. But there's this organization that I mean, on first glance, I didn't even really register that it was different, but
yeah.
It's the Black Lives Matter
sneaky
Foundation. And I mean, also you always assume when you see a company that it always ends with, like, org, foundation, group, you know what I mean? You kind of just leave out that ending. But the Black Lives Matter Foundation is this entirely different foundation that kind of got a lot of exposure, we'll say, on Twitter and on social media for being like, wait, you guys aren't, you're not aligned with what, it was totally aligned with what Black Lives Matter actually is trying to do.
It's actually the opposite.
Truly.
I think.
Truly.
And it's so. And
I love it. It's great.
It's so
entertaining.
And it goes back to the whole thing. It's like, Google where you sent in. Google where you sent in. Google got it.
Yeah, just don't just, like, hop on a bandwagon, even if your intentions are good. You know, dig a little bit.
Check it out.
And make sure that your money's going where you want it to go.
You got to emotionally plant a tree, Kyle. You got to dig, put the seed in, and see where that seed is going to sprout.
Thank you for that extended metaphor. Excellent. Oh,
I am super sold, yes. So the Black Lives Matter Foundation, it was started as a Santa Clarita, shitty Netflix show, I've never been there, Santa Clarita-based charitable organization whose goal is, quote unquote, bringing the community and police closer together.
The police.
And anybody who
completely the opposite
unfollowed us this past week knows. maybe they read that one line before hitting unfollow. But the founder, Robert Barnes, is a 67-year-old Black music producer based in LA, and he registered this foundation in May 2015. So after the, like, organization that we all know, the Black Lives Matter organization, was around. He was inspired.
At least, like, the movement and the hashtag. Like, I'm not really sure when the Black Lives Matter Global Network was started. I should have researched it, but in any case,
yeah. So he was inspired to create it after his ex-wife's husband. that's a journey. His ex-wife's husband died at the hands of LAPD, allegedly. On GuideStar.org, which is a nonprofit database site, it says that their overarching mission is to, quote unquote, help survivors and families that have suffered from the loss of a relative or loved one as a result of an unjust or questionable police shooting, and to use their unique and creative ideas to help bring the police and the community closer together to save lives.
So I feel like the first half is very similar.
Similar.
The Black Lives Matter organization that we typically think of. The second half is very different.
Because I'm like, what are these?
Right.
What are these creative ideas? Like, we're not dancing. Like, yeah.
We'll get into some of them because they are fun.
Yeah. So under under program one, it provides food and clothing for various churches. Good.
Cool.
Supported local programs for the homeless, and is currently developing programs to support better community relations with the police. So, you know, filming, recording, produced, and arranged for a tribute video and song. It all highlighted the unjustly slain by police to create better community awareness and support for our foundation.
To me sounds like a music video.
It's like, why is there like a tech? They're like, there's a craft service table, all this stuff. And I mean, it's sort of one of those things where it's, if anything, we've realized that organization, like it's been individual people recording and bringing to light these issues, less so much huge organizations.
Yeah, well, this was just like under this program that was listed in GuideStar. So like take it with a grain of salt, but it just said that they filmed a tribute video basically.
Which I'm like, I need to see this tribute video.
Yeah.
Barnes says that he sponsored documentaries about Black and white veterans through an organization called the Peaceful Warrior Foundation, to which he donated a few hundred dollars, he said. His family started the Veterans Foundation.
Yeah, and then this foundation, according to BuzzFeed, was started by his family, so it's interesting.
BuzzFeed it up, yeah. He said that the vision for community organized programs between police and community members, like an annual buffet dinner or something like that, which I just...
Yeah, obviously.
Nothing brings, you know, if any movie shows us anything, people love to bring bread. Nothing gets people together like a bowl of red sauce.
Or like a giant tray of penne alla vodka that you have to serve yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope it doesn't get on my plant bracelet.
or like being anxious because you see that the garlic bread people are taking like 5 pieces and you know you're going to be left with the butt.
Ugh.
Casey, this sounds like a personal problem. Okay.
Don't leave me with the butt. Stop taking 5 pieces from the middle. Be a person. Be a decent human being.
Pay it forward.
You garbage crap.
This next line I only have issue with because it does sound like something like maybe after 2 glasses of wine I would come up with. But never do anything. I would never be like, this has to happen. But he had an idea for cup with a cop, which like... It's exactly what it sounds like. AKA, get coffee and donuts with a police officer. Like, truly.
I love leaning into that stereotypical image.
Right? Like, truly just at Dunkin', breaking a cinnamon glazed with a cop. Yeah. But then it gets interesting because Santa Clarita doesn't even have a police department. They're contracted with LAPD. And LAPD and Santa Clarita city managers were also unaware that the foundation existed, which you'd think if you're trying to plan all these initiatives to bond with cops.
If you're if you're having a buffet with them and, you know, you're setting up all these fucking...
Well, these were just ideas.
It's coffee meets bagel cops. Okay.
Hey, that's a genius name.
Oh, is that dating app not just for cops? That's interesting.
I know.
I'm sure there is a dating app of that. Yeah. Stop in the
Coffee meets donut is what they call it.
Coffee meets donut, yeah.
So then the founder told BuzzFeed, I don't have anything to do with the Black Lives Matter Global Network. I never met them, never spoke to them. Then he goes, Mariah Carey, I don't know them. I have no relationship with them, emphasizing that the Black Lives Matter Foundation whole thing is having unity with the police department.
Okay.
So again, two organizations, same name, very different purposes and approaches.
It's like the end of America's Next Top Model. I have two models before me.
Yes.
I know.
And only one photo in my hand.
I just feel like this is so scummy. I just feel like it's so scummy to be like, to know exactly what's going on and know why people are protesting and then use the name to get it, to use it for your own gain. You know, I just think it's like, this guy's obviously not an idiot. Like,
I have to respect it.
That's all.
I have to respect the foresight.
LA music producers know what they're doing. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it's honestly like it kind of reminded me of Carol Baskin because she's like so good at SEO marketing, and this to me was like a similar thing where this guy, like either it was coincidental, but I kind of think it was like a savvy move.
Yeah, 100% a savvy move.
And a lot of people are kind of, I don't want to say falling for it, but falling for it, for lack of a better word.
Yeah,
truly. And just kind of. Danny, you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, because I mean, there's a lot of people that obviously we've known Black Lives Matter as an organization for a while, but unfortunately, this is for most of us, myself included, this is the first time I'm actually researching more about it. I mean, giving them money and doing things like that. So, I mean, if someone is in a similar boat, but not doing the, like, not even due diligence, but doing the extra Google search to see, like, which one is.
Well, legit. Also because I think. Nobody even knew that there were two organizations. No. Like they all thought it was one and the same. And why wouldn't you? It's called the Black Lives Matter Foundation. You're like, all right, it goes usually, to the one that I think it is.
Usually a cover band says they're a cover band in their name. Like no one's going to see like Journey reunion and then getting the Don't Stop Believers. You know what I mean? There's like, usually there's a little bit more of a differentiation going on.
Well, even regular Journey has a new lead singer.
That's true. Well, even Queen, I guess, is Queen with Adam Lambert. Queen with Queens, yeah.
There we go.
So then we get into the money of this. So corporations, like, we're talking big corporations here. Corporations,
yeah, like, if you so accidentally donated to the wrong Black Lives Matter, don't feel bad because Apple did too, almost.
Yeah. Apple, Google, truly. And Microsoft, the trifecta of people I want to pay my student loans, they raised $4 million for it. $4 million for this knockoff.
And I think a lot of it was through like employee matching.
Yeah, because I mean, which is a great thing places do, but
in so like, I'm also wondering, so like when these people were just sitting, like they must have just seen a link, because obviously like if you go to, I'm just wondering like on their website or on their Instagram, so it says nothing about the actual message of this on any of that. Like,
so I actually,
like, you know what I mean?
When I Googled his, so the one hit of the Black Lives Matter Foundation in regards to Carol Baskin is their SEO is not actually great, because I tried to Google like the actual foundation and there wasn't like even a website page on like the first page of Google. So what was happening here, according to the BuzzFeed report, was that like it was the foundation was getting linked through like third party sites like GoFundMe and what's it called? Benevity. Okay, and so they would just put up the pages and they would be like, oh yeah, that's the right one. And so that was kind of how it happened. Like,
and then
they just didn't do further research.
Yeah, and then it spirals too, because a lot of websites are, which is good, they're making a huge list of like places to donate, places to raise awareness to, and things like that.
So people are just hitting, they're clicking the link.
If you have someone who's not like double checking it, that's how it can spiral.
I mean, and it is a foundation, so like, you know, that he was allowed to put his foundation on like GoFundMe or Benevity or whatever, but then people would do like a search for Black Lives Matter, come up with this and be like, okay.
Here's where my $20 is going today, yeah.
Right.
BuzzFeed says hundreds of grassroots fundraisers also directed more money and attention, like Sarah was saying. And it turns out he hasn't done anything with the money yet, but he quote unquote intends to use those funds to create his prototypes for community and police bonding.
So for the police that he doesn't have a relation, the LAPD that has nothing to do with him. Great.
Yeah. So you know, he's someone who he has a lot of wheels turning at all times, I guess we could say. In 2017, Barnes took a 24 grand salary, spent 89K on expenses, which he claims went to things like donations to churches, family run veteran foundations, and scholarship funds.
Yeah.
All good. Then the California Attorney General hit him with a cease and desist in December for failing to file annual financial reports.
So, like, some background about that is, like, BuzzFeed did this whole report, and the last, I guess their last, like, public tax filing or whatever was in 2017. Mm-hmm. So that's the last instance of data they have of, like, how much money it was getting and where maybe that money was going.
Going to. BuzzFeed News estimates that $4.35 million was raised for the Black Lives Matter Foundation in the first week of June, but most of that was frozen before it was delivered, because obviously the first, this
past week,
there's been a surge of donations.
They and then they were like, hey, wait a second, shit.
Yeah, like, hey, this is not, no one wants this money to go to cop with a cop. They amassed almost like $350,000 via GoFundMe before GoFundMe froze payments about a month ago. It's since stopped all, GoFundMe, the website, has since stopped all active campaigns with Black Lives Matter Foundation, and Benevity, the another giving platform, first put a disclaimer, which, come on, but then ended up deactivating the organization's page because, like, let's be real, there's one Black Lives Matter group that everyone wants to be giving their money to. So basically, both Black Lives Matter, the group that most of us know, and the Black Lives Matter Foundation, each think the other stole their name and is profiting off of it. So they're not coming to an agreement with that because it's sort of like, who's on first?
It's like the Spider-Man meme.
True, yes.
I love it. It's, wow.
What's the Spider-Man meme?
Where two Spider-Men, like, pointing at each other, like, in an accusatory way.
Just I got you, Sarah.
I'll Google it. I know you guys both had recognition. I was like, should I know the Spider-Man meme? You know, the thing with, I've probably seen it. I'm so bad. What did I ask you today, yesterday? I was like, how do I find what's trending on Twitter? I mean, you think it's like it's my first day. Here's the thing. I never hit the see more. And whenever I have, like, whatever I see what's trending for me on Twitter, I'm like, why is this trending for me? Like, it's never stuff I wanted. So our producer's telling me I should definitely know the Spider-Man. Thanks so much. way to dig it in. My thing with this thing is that, like, if this guy was just like, hey, I'm raising money for veterans and I'm raising money for, like, the community, I'd be like, you know, or like, even if he was like, this is for, like, Black veterans and in these communities and scholarships and stuff like that, like, I feel like that's okay. But the fact that he's kind of like using this as a movement that's kind of like against the brutality of against police brutality and try, like, I understand that maybe, like, I think it's scummy that he used the name. I understand his sentiment of, like, wanting to connect the two things, but to use the name of the movement where people are, like, fighting against this one thing to be like, no, but let's connect it, just also feels like, you know, not getting the point. Like, you know, just shitty.
It feels very shitty, especially because he has to know his organization or foundation gains traction because of this other one. It's not like people are like, oh, which one do I do? It's like, there's truly, and that's why I'm sure he'll never change his name unless a legal thing happens, because he's like, I'll keep on getting attention and keep on getting stuff coming for me until.
Yeah, I just think it's, like, extra ironic how it's not even, like, used for a totally different purpose. It's used as, like, low-key the opposite. So that part is just so mind-blowing to me. I don't know. I also went on, like, blacklivesmatter.com, and it says they were founded in 2013,
mm-hmm.
Which is interesting, because, like, if they were, like, founded in 2013, I wonder why they didn't, like, trademark the name.
I don't know. I guess they would never. I mean, I guess the last thing you assume is that.
Or what it really says in there about is hashtag Black Lives Matter was founded in 2013 in response to the acquittal of Trayvon Martin's murderer, George Zimmerman.
Right.
It is possible that, because I do remember it did start as a hashtag, so perhaps the hashtag originated in 2013, and then, I don't know, maybe the, like, whole organization came together after that. In any case, they did not get the name soon enough.
Yeah. I'm sure that they hoped that they wouldn't have to, you know, this wouldn't have to become what it, like, I mean, I'm sure that they wished, they thought that maybe this wouldn't have to keep repeatedly happening to be this thing. And I'm sure they never thought that some guy was also going to try to profit off of
That's the other part. You think that they would be, you know, they would be like, okay, well, hopefully people, you get it, or you're racist, and there's going to be no in between of that. But then there's that in between person who gets it and wants to profit off of it.
It's interesting. I think it's going to be, I would imagine it might become some kind of legal battle between the two. I mean, I think everyone has other priorities right now on their hands, but I would imagine that they would try to do something to eliminate this confusion.
I mean, that's the annoying thing. It's like Black Lives Matter group. They're like, yeah, we don't have the time to sue someone for a copyright infringement. Like, what? Like, no, where are we at? Like,
well, like, this guy clearly has gotten some of the money if he's making some kind of weird ass prototypes. And I'm also like, what is the prototype for coffee with a cop? Like, what do you got to draw? What's the prototype?
Who's paying for the coffee?
Yeah, like, it just seems like
that's a good point. Who's paying for the coffee? Well, I guess the organization would if that's their program.
I mean, who knows? Yeah, but then
you gotta pay for the buffet dinners.
Someone who wanted to donate money to something more important is now paying for two medium hot coffees, blonde roast. It doesn't work out though.
Which is like $3.
That's actually true. Yeah.
And I think it's nice that the like GoFundMe and the people that have like kind of realized, oh, this isn't what we intended, and are trying to rectify, you know, their part of it as well. Because yeah, it's weird that I guess they're like, who's monitoring like when they post these things at GoFundMe? I mean, I guess you really can't, because I think
that's the whole thing. I think GoFundMe to me is like a very buyer beware type situation.
Because, I think like, you're right, because anybody can really
fucking
do it.
Anyone can set it up. Like, there's too much. And it's not like Kickstarter where they have to like actually deliver on something. Like,
no,
you know, you just have to.
Anyone can
do due diligence and like be okay with your $10, maybe not going where you thought.
And
like,
the tax, yeah.
And I know it was girl.
And the $1 processing fee.
Whatever the processing fee. But like, yeah, I think with GoFundMe, I remember there was this girl who was a comic who set one up because she was like tired and she didn't want to work anymore. And you're like, what?
Girl, honestly, same.
I mean, yeah, we're tired. I'm not
donate
setting
to
up.
My GoFundMe. I just don't feel like going to work.
Like, well, truly. So you're right. It is kind of, it's buyer's beware. Like, look into it if you need to. Plus, you know, I would say, too, that even if all the information wasn't a GoFundMe, there might still have been people that read that description and were like, I'd like to donate to this.
That's, yeah, exactly.
It does, you know? Sounds like a nice endeavor, like, on the surface. Yeah.
If I saw it in February, I probably would be like, oh, sure, there we go. Yeah. And now I'm like, no.
But if it wasn't yet taking away from the bigger picture of the movement, then, yeah, and I'm sure that people were like, this could be a good, you know, because, like, we're saying, like, we're trying to, you know, invest more in community-type stuff, so hopefully cops can focus on these non-criminal, you know, like, take away where all these instances happen from. So I can see how, like, if you looked at that, you'd be like, okay, maybe this is kind of part of it. But no, with this name and with this much money and a fucking prototype that you're spending how much money on, and what is your
prototype?
It's skeezy.
Show us the trees and show us the prototype.
Girl, that's what we need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insert
we demand.
Instant gift, show me the receipts. Yeah.
Show me
the money.
Yeah. Show me the money. So just be careful. Do your research. Don't shave your eyebrows.
No. Don't shave your eyebrows, but wear a fedora.
Wear a fedora for freedom. Fedora.
And it's betches.co/donate that have four organizations that actually you can donate to.
That are legitimate.
Yeah. And also I was going to say too, and I mentioned this on Danny and I's podcast about, like, you know, obviously this is a huge thing that's happening right now, and it's, you know, all of our timelines, and it's a big thing. But I just also want to just take a moment to mention that, because I told Danny when we were recording the other day, this kind of thing that happened with my friend who has a black neighbor. And so if you've heard the story, sorry, but my friend has a black neighbor, and she, I think she does either jewelry or art or something like that. And this girl ordered from her, and then something happened. I think the order was like delayed or something. But anyway, the woman was like, oh, sorry about that. I have your order now. And the woman was like, oh no, it's okay. I ordered from another black business. Like, just remember that we're not ticking boxes. Like, donate and all that stuff.
Yeah,
just remember,
that's kind of scummy.
It's so scummy.
Like, what? You filled your quota now?
That's
lame.
So, yeah. So that was my point, just to be like, you know, in a month from now, or two months from now, you know, say you want to buy a new makeup or a candle or something. Like, just remember that after this fight will still be happening, even if it's not in your timeline. So just remember that. To keep looking up stuff and keep supporting black businesses, or, you know, when we open up and we can go to brunch, go to a black owned restaurant. It's just because it might stop on our social media, and just because you might not see these links anymore, you know, highlight, like, bookmark the pages, bookmark, you know, a lot of people are sharing black businesses. like we said, do your research on things like that and where to donate, and but save these places that may be fit for stuff you like anyway. And instead of buying what you normally buy, try to support, but do it in the coming months, not just this month while everybody's talking about it. I think the most work can be done when no one's talking about it. And I think that's mm-hmm. when we really do have to step up. And so 100%. That's just my little blurb for the, for all of this.
Well said. Yeah. I guess the bottom line is, like, guys, just do a little bit of research. Just, you know, you got to do a little bit of vetting.
Yeah.
And don't just blindly trust things on the internet.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for the support. And I don't know what to say, except we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Betches.